WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Maryland's facing a severe shortage of prison guards, and union reps say that's putting both inmates and guards at risk. The state currently has about 600 vacancies, but they're having trouble finding eligible applicants who can pass a polygraph test, a background check, and who have a clean record. Nearly 4,300 people applied for jobs the past 18 months. Fewer than 400 have been hired. It's July 1st, the start of a new fiscal year for many, and with the first day of new state laws. In Virginia, you can no longer smoke in your car with kids inside, and you could be fined if you open your car door into traffic without checking to see if anyone's coming. In Maryland, your gas tax is a penny higher, but several state-imposed fees have been slashed. Montgomery County's ban on cosmetic pesticides is underway. And don't try fracking in Prince George's County. It's the first place in Maryland to make hydraulic fracturing to obtain oil and natural gas illegal. Donald Trump's continuing to rail on Republicans who won't get behind him as he heads for the GOP convention in Cleveland later this month. On the Mike Gallagher radio show, Trump said,
"You know, we beat him up, and now they don't want to endorse. And, you know, it's almost in some ways like I'm running against two parties. But
yeah, no kidding.
I'm not sure it matters because I think we're going to win. I mean, the people are so fed up with politics and politicians, but I think I'm going to win either way."
Trump's hoping to make a splash at the convention by naming his running mate there. CNN's reporting former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are on Trump's shortlist. Officials at Joint Base Andrews are reviewing yesterday's botched active shooter drill to see what can be learned from it. One possible note for the future?
We have to be really, really careful to make sure that those plans are put out to people in the know.
Security expert and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino says in a 24-hour social media world, we all need to be careful about getting the word out about safety drills. And with that security scare fresh in our minds, here comes the 4th of July.
Fireworks on the National Mall are an annual Independence Day tradition. With the spectacle also comes security. U.S. Park Police Lieutenant James Murphy.
All precautions are looked at, world events are looked at, intelligence is looked at, and currently there are no threats to this event.
Visitors can access the viewing area on Monday at one of 8 different screening points, and police say if something doesn't seem right, let them know.
Let law enforcement make that determination. If you think it is suspicious, out of the ordinary, or makes you nervous, give us a call.
Fireworks start at 9 Monday night, but police say get there early. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another holiday tradition is the family cookout, as you'll be chowing down on a burger or two or three. Today in Tenleytown, folks will be eating a lot more than that.
Z-Burger is holding its annual Independence Burger Eating Championship. 14 contestants will be chowing down on as many burgers as they can stomach in 10 minutes. Z-Burger founder Peter Tabibian says last year's champ, Molly Schuyler, will be trying for a repeat.
She ate 28 burgers in 10 minutes.
Those watching the competition will get a free burger afterwards. It all starts at noon. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,929, the NASDAQ at 48,42. In sports, Danny Espinosa knocks in 7 runs with a grand slam and a 3-run homer, one from each side of the plate as the Nats crush the Reds. The Orioles fall in Seattle, breaking a 7-game win streak. NBA free agency's underway. The Wizards set to announce a long deal with Bradley Beal today. And Coastal Carolina wins its first NCAA title in any sport. It upsets Arizona to win the College World Series. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
The credit crisis of 2008 is long gone, but are you still feeling the remnants of it? Hi, Rick Edelman here. To help you rescue your money from bad investment advice, I have fully revised and updated my best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. The book will tell you what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times, and it's fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and you'll quickly discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Germantown, the crash is on 270. Southbound 270 past 118. And it looks like additional fire and rescue units still arriving to the scene of the crash. So watch as the lanes are changing here, which you can get through and what you cannot use. All right, around the Beltway, we're still okay. Quiet, Maryland and Virginia. Seeing some improvement, Point of Rocks, where we had the crash that shut down 15 across the Point of Rocks Bridge, now open, just trying to clear out the volume. 66. Outside the Beltway, no troubles. Inside the Beltway, the problem, the tree that has come down. Still with the crews trying to remove that from the right lane of 2 before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel with delays as you come through Falls Church. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, lanes are open, but getting there right now, coming out of the 3rd Street Tunnel, southbound 3rd Street Tunnel to merge onto the freeway for heading, say, toward the 14th Street Bridge. That's where we have a crash. You can get through, just seeing delays starting to form. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon that an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 64 in Herndon, 64 in Olney, 71 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by mycleanpc.com. A federal judge knocks down Mississippi's religious freedom law. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington Small, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll be talking to David Bossing with Citizens United. They actually have been told by the State Department, we know you want some documents that have to do with the Clinton Foundation, but we're not going to be able to provide those for 27 months. David Bossie will give us an update on that at 7:05. That's right. 2 years into the next administration. 8:05, it's Tom Bergeron who's hosting the Capitol 4th up on Capitol Hill this 4th of July. Good interview that you're going to love with him. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson, and he is Larry O'Connor.
Yes, I am, and I'm speaking to you from the nation's capital, the District of Columbia, which is a fine name, Washington, the District of Columbia, for a capital city, right? It's a fine name, and for a designated federal district is laid out and drawn out and defined by the Constitution of the United States and eventually negotiated in terms of its location by the founding fathers. It's a fine name, but it's an awful name for a state.
Mm-hmm.
If Washington, D.C. is to become the 51st state,
it would no longer then be a district.
No.
It would be a state.
And it can't be named Washington State because, well,
there's already a Washington.
We have a Washington state.
That's right.
So all of the proponents of this horrible idea to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state now have a challenge. What are we going to call this thing? And we'll tell you what they're planning on and what the debate was like, because it's pretty amusing to see the left, you know, go crazy over things like this. But I would like, here's the thing. Whenever people are having challenges coming up with ideas and stuff, we open up the phone lines to the vast listenership of the mighty WMAL
the
here.
Fertile
in the
fertile minds of our listeners.
Right. Like. The legacy station, one of the oldest in this city, let alone in the country. And people are here that we've built this reputation of WMAL being the place to go for
big ideas.
That's right. And it's where people come to share ideas and talk.
Yeah. And so we think
heard that somewhere.
You might have some ideas about what we should name Washington. If it's still going to be the federal city, it's still going to be where all the politicians, where the president and where the bureaucrats work and all the congressmen and elected officials come and have their big, fancy, expensive lunches and then come up with horrible ideas that ruin your lives. So what would you call this new 51st state containing your federal government? 888-630-9625. I don't know. I'll throw one out there. Corruptopia.
Ah, corruptopia.
Feels good, right? Yeah. Corruptopia. Let's mark that one down. I like that one. 888-630-WMAL. What do you think Washington should be named if it, in fact, becomes the 51st state?
I've been scribbling here because I have a fertile mind, and I want to offer my proposal here. I think it should let people know a little bit about what they can expect when they come here.
Okay.
So I would call it Speed Camzonia.
Well, now, see, that is descriptive, I think, and actually is accurate. However, it doesn't necessarily, it's not timeless.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
And it's not, that's true.
Okay, how about this? No Parkingopolis.
There's that very good.
Because there is no parking in the damn city.
That is never going to change. Yeah, that is timeless.
That's timeless. Yeah. No Parkingopolis.
No Parkingopolis. No Parkingopolis.
No Parkingopolis.
Opolis suggests a city.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, and it's more than a city, it's a state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my concern about
Maybe
that.
Maybe you're right.
But then again, Corruptopia suggests some sort of mystical land.
Yes.
And it is not. It's not. It's well beyond a state. All right, how about, by the way, we'll tell you their suggestion in a moment, these brilliant minds here in the nation's capital, in the district, the Eleanor Holmes Norton types. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you what they've come up with, but first, some of your suggestions. Fred and Laurel, you're first up on WMAO.
Good morning, Fred.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Good. What I think it should be called is Maryland, and just like Virginia took back part of D.C., I think it should become Montgomery County and PG County again.
Yeah, I was going to remind you that Maryland is already taken, but I see your point. You're saying, no, it shouldn't be a 51st state. It should just
be rolled into Maryland.
Be enveloped back into Maryland.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple of problems there. First of all, I wouldn't want Maryland to be they very specifically, our founding fathers laid out in the Constitution that the capital would not actually be encompassed by one of the 50 states. Well, at the time it was 13 states, but by any one of the states, because then that state would obviously get some advantages over the others.
Yeah, I understand that, but it could also, the federal government could be separated, and they could take the federal land just for themselves, just like they do with parks and everything else.
I hear you, and they've talked about that a lot. Here's the brilliance of this. You know, the proponents of this are so bent on taxation without representation. We need representation. We demand representation. So whenever you float the idea, like Fred just laid out there and said, okay, you can go back and be a part of Maryland, and we'll just zone out the federal area and have it be separate, they don't like that idea. See, this goes well beyond them having it's not about them having representation. It's about changing the balance of power in the United States and giving everyone here in this tiny little burg their own couple of senators. I like Bob and Alexandria. Bob, you're on WMAO.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
What do you want to call?
Good morning, gentlemen. You've got to have a good acronym for this. So I've got two for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, state of SOP, Sodomon Potomac, or option B, State of Corruption. How about those?
State of Corruption. That would be SOC. State of Corruption. I like Sodom on the Potomac. See that? See, I hear you. I do, Bob. But I mean, frankly, there's a couple of other places up and down the Potomac that could vie for that. And I'll give you a list later. But Bob, I do understand where you're going with that, and I appreciate the call. He's trying to come up with a nice acronym.
Acronym. That's
yeah,
right.
That would be a SOP. Would be Sodom on the Potomac, or a sock for State of Corruption. I like the idea of State of Corruption. It spins off of Corruptopia.
Yeah.
But the problem is, what state in the union do you refer to as State of Blank?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
But there is kind of a two-way. By the way, you know what they've come up with?
Hmm.
The genius.
Oh, yes, I do know.
This?
New Columbia.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But this is the best part of it, because some of the, you know, these are all progressives who are debating this thing. And so they said, well, let's call it New Columbia.
Yeah.
And then somebody else stood up and said, hold on a minute. Columbia, that spins off of Christopher Columbus's name.
That's right.
And everyone knows he was a racist oppressor. Well, Eleanor Hart, who was one of the people with the D.C. statehood coalition, responded immediately.
But the name is not, it is not to honor Columbus. And I felt uncomfortable about honoring Columbus before, but we're not honoring Columbus. So I'm fine with it.
Did you hear the chuckle? It's like, oh, God forbid we honor Columbus. Of course, Columbia was an idea before Christopher Columbus. For anybody, Columbia was a whole situation there. Columbia is seen as a utopian area thing. But that being said, District of Columbia also harkened back to Columbus, and for God's sake, we couldn't possibly honor him, could we?
I'm still liking no Parkingopolis.
You know what they wanted to call it before they came up with New Columbia? The last time they did this, because they do this a lot.
Yeah. Well, I just stop for a moment. This is what our city officials, this is what our community leaders are focused on.
Yeah, this is what they do.
I mean, really, why is this their priority?
They used to want to call it Anacostia. That was going to be the name of the state.
Anacostia.
Yeah. But that's a dirty, mucky, filthy.
You're going to name it after a polluted river? Seems about right.
Well, as Eleanor Hart says.
What state does have an exciting name? Can you tell me?
Well,
Tejas, Texas.
Texas is an exciting name.
I believe the Spanish name or the Indian name for friend.
Oklahoma is an exciting name. Yeah. I mean, that was named after a famous Broadway musical.
Home of Red People is what that means.
Oh, I thought it was named after the musical.
Oh, maybe so.
Oh, I think maybe the musical came later.
Yeah.
Now we're just diverging. Yeah. All right, we want to hear from you. What should we call
it's Friday.
The 51st state, Washington, D.C., if it becomes a state? Please give us a call, 888-630-WMAL, now at 615. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie, well, how about we call it Wittenland?
Oh, I like
Jamie
that.
Witten.
Not, no.
Well, how about we just call the 51st state the Hadid carpet cleaning state?
That is perfect.
There you go.
All right. Germantown commuters on 270 really starting to see the backups here before you even get to 118 due to the crash. Stay to the left to get by. See a couple of fire trucks, ambulance at the scene of the crash here. Again, 270 southbound jamming up through Germantown. Now, once you get beyond the crash, if you're joining on from, say, Gaithersburg, 124, or in through Rockville, wide open, down toward the lane divide and onto the 270 spur. Beltway crossing the Legion Bridge and Wilson Bridge. Still pretty light here. Friday, light in those areas. For 95 and 395, no troubles. It's 66, still dealing with the problem of the downed tree inside the Beltway. 66, before you get to the Roslyn Tunnel, still have the right lane of two block. So for everyone coming out of Falls Church, you're experiencing heavy volume. Again, to get by before you get to the Roslyn Tunnel, one lane is open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's your weekend forecast here in New Columbia. Today we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. A few of those storms might be severe. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms early, then clear after midnight, low 69. Here's your weekend forecast. Big holiday, Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 85. Sunday, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-80s. And then Monday, we're looking at highs in the low 80s and maybe some rain developing in the afternoon. Right now, it's 73 degrees in New Columbia at 618.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
I don't think having an exciting name is a priority.
Clearly. Eleanor Hart with the D.C. Statehood Coalition.
What state does have an exciting name? Can you tell me?
I think, you know what? I think South Dakota is a very exciting name.
Yeah.
And much more exciting than North Dakota.
Yeah.
That's for sure. What do you want to name the new 51st state if it ever comes into being, if it's going to be Washington, D.C.? How about Brian in Fredericksburg?
Yeah.
You're on WMAL. What do you think?
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to name it Barackistan.
Barackistan.
As for our president who has cured cancer, lowered the seas, and cleaned the air.
We go from naming it after possibly our greatest president to this one.
Exactly. Nicely said.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that one. Barackistan. How about Reaganville? How about Reaganville?
Well,
okay,
yeah.
We'll give you your 51st state. You got to name it after the Gipper.
I'm looking here on Twitter, and somebody has suggested the idea of East Quagmire.
Yeah. I like that.
He's Quagmire. Yeah, that's right.
All right. How about Hank in Chevy Chase here on WMAL? Hey, Hank.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I think we should keep the D.C. part of Washington still, and so we could call it, in keeping with the theme, the general theme of the morning, Den of Corruption.
Den of Corruption.
Den of Corruption. All right. I like that, and it definitely does keep the D.C. thing going on. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I don't, and thank you for that one, Hank. Here's what I don't understand. If you rename Washington, D.C., New Columbia after the state, then is it no longer called, is nothing called Washington? Is there still the city of Washington, or there is no city anymore,
no.
Right?
Well, I don't.
Because the entire area will be a state. So then what? What's last night's score with the New Columbia Nationals?
Yeah. That's an interesting thought.
Hey, let's go to the New Columbia Redskins game.
I guess the core of the city, the monumental core that they want to remain, they keep the federal city, which would not fall into Maryland, would then still be called Washington.
Why? It's not. Is it going to have its own mayor? Is it going to have its own city council? It's not its own city. It's not going to have its own governance. What is it, a township?
It would still be the district, I suppose.
But it's not a district.
No, it would be a federal city.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Steve in Middleburg, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey,
name our 51st state, because New Columbia ain't cutting it.
Happy 4th of July weekend.
You too.
Starting already. Anyway, I think we should name it after the greatest statesman and role model ever in Washington, D.C., Marion Barry.
Well, what
or after his most famous utterance.
Marion Land or...
Yeah, I was actually thinking more like Cracktown.
Barryland.
Barryland is good, too.
Barryland. Barryland.
Barryland.
Barryland. There you go. Right next to Maryland. All right. Cracktown. Thank you, Steve. Cracktown has multiple connotations, actually, in this context. Nelson and Stafford, you're next up on WMAL. Name our 51st state,
yeah.
Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I think that the mythological name of Utopia isn't quite specific enough.
Uh-huh.
I think it needs to be Taxutopia.
Ooh. Taxutopia.
Taxutopia is nice.
Taxutopia.
Taxutopia. It has a ring to it. I think everyone can sign on to that one. Thank you, Nelson. See, I knew we'd get some good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Paul in Manassas, real fast. Paul, you're on WMAO. What's your idea?
Well, I think the perfect name should be a La La Land. That's where everybody's going to be living is there anyway.
Well, it is already taken, actually. City of Angels out there in Southern California. But it certainly would work as well. All right, more of your ideas in a moment. What should we name the 51st state if Washington ever, and of course it won't, but if it ever does, what should it be called?
It is now 6:22.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. I don't know what you're doing this holiday weekend in the beautiful state of New Columbia, but you got to get yourself over there to Ted Britt Automotive for their summer sales event. Going on right now, what better way to carve out a little bit of time in your holiday weekend and check out a new set of wheels? And you're going to get the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Talking about prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. And just in time for the holiday, Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That thanks the heroes serving in our military and our community. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So, declare independence from your old car and get a brand new one. Visit one of their 9 great locations. Thanks for the chuckle. I appreciate that. Or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years.
Very topical.
Of dealership excellence.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall. And read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
We've got some lousy traffic here in the greater New Columbia area. And at 6:25, we're going to check in with the... Where were we doing? Oh, yeah, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. See, I try to have fun with it, and then I just ruin it.
See, but the New Columbia Police tell me that they have now cleared the broken down. Here we go. DC 295 as you pass these Capitol Street lanes open. Southbound with volume just with the morning rush hour. But so far out of Chevrolet, we're enjoying the Friday morning. No delays yet as you push south off of the BW Parkway and 50 to join on to 295. Big problems continue in Virginia. A tree came down part of the tree. A cruiser still doing the cleanup. This is 66 inside the Beltway eastbound after you pass the exit for 29 Lee Highway. One left lane of two only getting by. So that's why we had the big delays here pushing through that stretch before you get to the Roslyn Tunnel. 395, starting to see the delays through the landmark area. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, just from New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue, a little bit of the volume. And in Germantown, struggling with the crash, southbound on 270 as you pass 117. Looks like it's still blocking the right lane with delays from near Father Hurley Boulevard. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app. It has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms may develop this afternoon. The high today up to 86. Rain ends tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees at 627.
What state does have an exciting name? Can you tell me?
Louisiana is a very exciting name for a state. I've always thought that.
Yeah.
Louisiana. Who doesn't want to go to a place called Louisiana? Yeah. That's exciting.
Just the Louisiana.
Right? That's all right. Yeah. What should we call the 51st state? Yeah. I say, why not call it Potomac? Potomac's a fine name for a state.
That's actually not a bad idea, if you were going to do it. Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's a legitimate idea. Right?
Yeah, well,
way better
once
than
in a while, I'll get a legitimate idea.
Even a blind hog.
Sarah in Fairfax here on WMAL.
I think we should use the name Kleptoria.
Kleptoria? I like that.
Yeah,
it's got
like
a
kleptomania.
Sure. Ron in Fairfax, you're on WMAL. Go, Ron.
Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning. How about just calling it Bob? happened in Canada where I think they were going to name Nunavut, but the second most popular name was Bob.
I like that. Or remember when they named the ship and they called it Bodie McBoatface? How about they call it Spendy McTaxface?
Yeah, something like that.
We could do that. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ron. I like the idea of selling the naming rights, too, except the Chinese would probably buy it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, it's 6:28 right now on WMAL here in Xinhuatuo.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up, it's 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend. That means the plague will be upon us. People shooting off backyard fireworks. They're awful. They're horrendous. They should be stopped. We will have our annual debate because Brian actually thinks these dangerous death weapons are a good idea. We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. It's July 1st, the start of a new fiscal year in many states and the start of new laws as well. Federal judges in Mississippi and Florida have knocked down laws that were set to be imposed today. In Mississippi, merchants and government employees will not be allowed to deny service to same-sex couples based on religious belief as lawmakers intended. And tough new abortion measures have been set aside in Florida. There are many new laws taking effect around here, though, highlighted by a ban on smoking in your car when kids are around in Virginia and a penny a gallon increase in the gas tax in Maryland. If you're heading to the National Mall Monday with a half million of your closest friends, police want you to know they have your backs with security in mind.
Precautions have been taken. Planning has been going on for months. And it is a coordinated, multi-agency event.
But Lieutenant James Murphy with U.S. Park Police says they won't tell you all of their secrets. There are many security measures being taken that you'll never see. Two men were critically injured when their car left I-95 in Howard County last night and flipped over into the woods nearby. This was in the southbound lanes near the Laurel Rest area just before 9 p.m. All traffic was shut down for a time as two medevac helicopters were brought in to transport the victims. Donald Trump's latest and most important talent search to date is underway. He's formally begun vetting prospective vice presidential picks. The New York billionaire is considering former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, among others, on his short list. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,929, the NASDAQ at 48,42. In sports, the Nats knock out the Reds 13-4. Danny Espinosa knocks in seven of those runs with a grand slam and a three-run homer and back-to-back at-bats. The Orioles fall in Seattle, breaking their seven-game win streak. NBA free agency's underway. The Wizards set to announce a long deal with Bradley Beal today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
You know what? Let's all take a step back. Take a deep breath. Market volatility and fluctuation is something that's been a part of the market for years. But at the same time, we need to have an awareness of how these micro changes could impact your retirement.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
This July 4th, join me, Tom Bergeron, as I host America's National Independence Day celebration, A Capital Fourth, with Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, Cassidy Pope, Amber Riley, Jackie Evancho, Sutton Foster, the cast of the Broadway musical On Your Feet, and the most dazzling display of fireworks anywhere in the USA. Live from the U.S. Capitol, it's A Capital Fourth. Monday, July 4th, 8 p.m. on PBS. Sponsored by the Boeing Company.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit better news on 270. Looks like they've just reopened the right lane. Scene of the crash, southbound 270 after Middlebrook Road, but before you get to 124. So with lanes open, starting to see a little bit of movement here, but delays south of 121 as you come out of Clarksburg. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, delays beginning at New Hampshire Avenue. We're not the whole way back to 95 yet. From New Hampshire Avenue and around past Colesville Road, we're good through New Carrollton and Greenbelt. Wilson Bridge backups right about near 210. Now, Virginia, outside of the Beltway, 66, a bit sluggish just into Centerville and in Vienna. It's jammed, though, inside the Beltway. A tree came down, and they're still doing the cleanup. Eastbound 66 after the exit for 29 Lee Highway, but before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel, still have the right lane of two blocked. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Friday, a front may trigger some strong thunderstorms later today with a high near 86. Rain tapers off tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 65 in Fort Belvoir, 64 in Olney, 71 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:37 on WMAL, and this, my friends, is where Washington comes to talk. You are listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your holiday weekend off on the right foot. 705, David Bossie of Citizens United. We'll talk about how the State Department won't let his organization legally see emails until 2 years into the next administration. 805, Tom Bergeron, the host of Capital Fourth this Monday, will join us. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, you know, we're headed into the 4th of July, and that means gotta have your fireworks.
No.
You have to
have your fireworks. Go to your local city or town.
Yeah,
watch them.
I know. I mean, and that is always, you know, it's really spectacular to go and see a great firework display.
There's nothing better.
And you're sitting out on the lawn. You're trying to figure, was that the finale? Or was that the finale?
Right. No, wait. Here it comes. The finale's coming.
Now, that was the finale.
That's
I always
the
worried.
Best.
That's right. And there's a lot of places you can do that. And,
yes.
But you know what? I miss the days of backyard fireworks. I really do. I mean, I grew up in Texas, and, you know, occasionally, when my dad wasn't around, I would go out and buy some backyard fireworks, and we would blow them up, and I never had more fun, mm-hmm. you know, blowing stuff up, and look, and those fountains, you know, those fountains that spray. Why can't we do that anymore?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why we can't do them anymore.
Yeah.
but you love them.
I love them, and I decry the fact that we no longer get to do that. In Prince George's County, you do that, it's a $1,000 fine, and you could spend 6 months in jail.
Now, there are places in Virginia where it's still legal, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Isn't it? I thought there was.
I don't see that on my list of places.
I just went up to Hershey 2 weeks ago for that concert with my kids. As soon as you cross the border from Maryland to Pennsylvania, there's nothing but fireworks, billboards, ads, stands, everywhere.
I know.
Pennsylvania seems to be ripe for...
That's where you have to go to get your illegal fireworks if you're going to blow them up in your backyard.
But they're not illegal there.
They're not illegal in Pennsylvania.
Apparently, Pennsylvania doesn't care about people blowing their eyes out or losing limbs or fingers or digits or starting grass fires or setting the neighbor's house on fire, Brian, because this is a horrible idea.
No, it's not horrible. You know, I had more fun with pop bottle rockets. Those were my... I once tied a pop bottle rocket. You know those little balsa wood planes and styrofoam planes
they
used to get down at the convenience store? It cost you like 25 cents. They were endless fun. When I was a kid, I tied a pop bottle rocket to one of those and turned it into a jet.
I bet it was very exciting.
It broke the sound barrier, I think.
All right.
But it was great fun.
Are you okay with backyard fireworks, or are you with me and you think that backyard fireworks should remain illegal and people should stop breaking the law? Because here's the problem. I keep hearing them everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
You know, you're waiting for the fireworks, the real, legitimate, professional, safe fireworks.
They can't get us all.
And you hear them all going off in the backyard. In the middle of a city, you're seeing these things flying up in people's backyards.
Yep.
888-630-9625. Are you with me? Are these things a menace and people should stop doing them? And or are you with Brian and his nostalgic look back at grass fires and arson and constantly violating the laws? 888-630-WMAO.
Everybody says go to the public fire. They're much safer to go to the public display. That's not always true. Because
once in a while you get a bonehead who screws things up.
Well, I might have been that bonehead. I'm not gonna give away all of the details of this story because I don't want to get somebody else in trouble. But I had a friend who got a contract to do one of the local fireworks displays, and it was in Maryland. I'll just say that. And so he said, "Hey, come up with us and help us load out the fireworks." I said, "Sounds like a great deal of fun." And they had gone to a lot of trouble with an electronic firing system and all kinds of stuff. These guys were engineers, and so I went over and helped them load the massive fireworks into the tubes that they use to launch
those giant,
those gigantic tubes that they use to launch the fireworks. And so I spent the whole day doing it. I might have loaded one upside down.
Oh, good Lord, man.
And so there's a whole canister.
What do you mean you might have loaded it upside down?
Well, all I know is that when it came time for the fireworks to go off, one of the fireworks canisters that I had been working on, apparently it went down instead of up.
Oh, my God.
And it fell over on its side. And then the other fireworks in that particular pod of fireworks, that firework canister, started firing off, sort of parallel to the ground. One of them might have hit an ambulance.
Brian!
I'm just saying, it might have happened.
And you want to be able to do this in your backyard?
Well, I wasn't the guy in charge.
Next to me and my barbecue.
You should always double-check my work.
No, see, this is exactly the problem. Rich in Fredericksburg, you're first up on WMAL.
There was an investigation, by the way. I think I was cleared.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, in Pennsylvania, I used to be a PA resident. I moved to Fredericksburg 2 years ago. I'm also a professional fireworks display operator.
Oh, wow.
But in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania residents may not buy fireworks. They card you. If you drive in with a Pennsylvania license plate, they won't serve you. They check your licenses.
Pennsylvania
will not sell to Pennsylvania residents.
Well, they can sell them. You just can't sell them to people who live in Pennsylvania?
Right. They only sell to out-of-staters.
That's insane. But I just crossed the border. I took a Route 15, crossing right by Gettysburg there.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere.
Keystone fireworks. They're trying to catch the New Yorkers and anybody coming through out of state.
So in Pennsylvania, it's legal to sell them, but you can't use them in the state of Pennsylvania. Well, that's ridiculous.
Pennsylvania has what's called a safe and sane fireworks category. Basically, they're your baby fountains. And sparklers, and that's about all it is that you can buy legally in Pennsylvania.
As a professional pyrotechnician, that's the name, isn't it?
As
a pyrotechnician. What do you think of people doing this in their own backyard without any sort of oversight or anything?
I support it. I'm 5 years old. My granddaddy gave me a Roman candle, and we shot one another with it as for fun. And that woke me.
That's big
that
fun.
That woke me right there, and that's why I'm a professional display operator today.
What's the most dangerous? What's the most dangerous thing that's happened to you as a professional, Rich?
Well, you have what's called a muzzle blast, where a shell comes out of the mortar and it breaks the tube that comes out. And that's when you're hand firing. But we don't do hand firing anymore. We use computers.
That's right, yeah.
All right. All right, well, you don't have a computer in your backyard.
Did you ever
Ryan.
Load one upside down?
Or did you ever tie one to a little plane? It's 644 on WMAL. Put it on your
drone.
Do
you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Great news on 270, accident cleared. All lanes open, southbound 270 as you're pushing through Germantown. I know slowly, but the pace getting better as you head south of Middlebrook Road before you get to 124. Now, once beyond there, wide open Rockville and onto the lane divide. If you're going on to the spur or continuing into Virginia or Maryland, looks good. Top side of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. Just a bit below speed. Baltimore-Washington Parkway in great shape until right around 197, where we see some of those southbound delays through Laurel. Inside the Beltway, BW Parkway through Chevrolet, better than normal. 50 delays near 202 to go to DC 295 southbound. Virginia struggling with this tree problem. Tree came down overnight on 66 eastbound. Before you get to the Roslyn Tunnel, still have the right lane of two block. So trying to get out of Falls Church and Arlington, expect extra time. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon, then an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 647. The news about the Brexit vote continues, and I got to tell you, this has been really amusing to watch American media and European media, elitist media, who got caught totally by surprise by this thing. We're quite sure that the status quo would remain. They are absolutely apoplectic over the fact that the people of Great Britain actually dared to defy what conventional wisdom and elite wisdom has told us.
The people spoke.
Yes.
And people are shocked that the people spoke.
And they're shocked that the people would ever disagree with the obvious rational reasons behind the European Union. And that's why we saw on day one, you know, minute one, Christian Amanpour on CNN saying that this is all xenophobia and racism. Well, listen to this. Daniel Hannan, who was a member of the European Parliament, who was against Britain's inclusion in the EU. Understand this for a moment. This was an elected official, a politician. He had a cushy job. I think he worked for 15 years in Brussels as a member of the European Parliament, who was actually lobbying for the vote that would have him fired. He was saying, please fire me. I don't think that this is a good idea.
It's not working.
He is actually, take power away from me, is what Daniel Hannan said.
Right.
We've had him on our program before. He's fantastic. Listen to this exchange with Christian Amanpula.
Would you agree that the Leave campaign's main objective in terms of sovereignty was to stop the free movement?
Your idea that I backtrack?
Anything.
Okay. Then people at home can Google this, they can look at what I've said, and they can see whether it's fair for you to accuse me of having done anything.
Let me ask you, are you then saying that this immigration is going to be much lighter than you all promised?
I have never, ever made any commitment on numbers, ever. On the contrary,
numbers,
I have said...
Just on facts, no free movement of
What we said
labor.
Is we would take back control. Now, what that means is that a foreign court should no longer get to determine who can reside in this country, who can enter this country, that that should be a question for parliamentary sovereignty. We are clear about that.
So you're
that
saying, you're
it
saying
does not,
that parliamentary sovereignty could quite easily allow the same number of people to keep coming
that will
in?
Be a decision for parliament. That's how democracy works.
You're kidding me. What? This whole thing was run on...
You guys have been shouting racist so long you weren't listening to what we were actually saying.
Oh, my God.
This is an interview, Brian Wilson, by CNN's reporter, Christiane Amanpour.
You wonder what her opinion is about that. Do you have any sense of that?
She's completely dispassionate about the whole thing. She's staying totally objective.
Right.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great... I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
So, Pam, your son's off to college. You'll have an empty nest and an empty bank account.
Actually, we're doing great. We refinanced our mortgage with NASA Federal Credit Union. We're saving a ton of money, so college tuition won't be a problem.
We want to refinance and take cash out to update our kitchen, but everyone says we don't have enough equity.
Don't listen to them. Call NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA. They'll let you refinance and get cash out, up to 95% with a fixed-rate mortgage, even a jumbo loan. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
You refinance with just 5% equity, got a great rate, and no PMI? You must be saving hundreds.
More like thousands. If you want to refinance, call NASA Federal at 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
But you don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to refinance with NASA Federal. Just call 888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Sounds like I'm getting a new kitchen.
Thanks to NASA Federal.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Time to check in on your money this holiday weekend with the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning to you. The first half of the year is over, and it turned out to be a pretty good one for Wall Street. Down the S&P 500, and now both in positive territory for the year, up about 2% each, but futures this morning pointing to a lower open. Tesla stock will fall today. A Model S driver was killed in a crash with a truck while his car was in self-driving mode. Safety officials will investigate 25,000 of those vehicles to see just exactly what happened. A California judge has ordered Oracle to pay up $3 billion to Hewlett-Packard. Oracle stopped developing software for HP servers using a certain chip, which HP claimed to breach their contract and ended those server sales. The 4th of July weekend is here. Yes, it is. Wallet Hub says Americans will spend close to $7 billion on food for the barbecue and another $1 billion on beer. Surprise, surprise. And you can pay for it all and more if you win tonight's Mega Millions game. The jackpot is now up to $415 million, the 10th largest prize in U.S. history. Good luck to you. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
The CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA U.S., with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's going to be a busy getaway day, and even at the end of the rush hour, we'll start to see that in effect. Seeing 95 Virginia, possibly this getaway traffic already slowing, heading in through Dumfries down toward Triangle. Nothing reported along the way. I double-checked with DDOT, VDOT, and they said, nope, it should have fine lanes open. So, again, 95 southbound into Dumfries and Triangle already slowing. Now, northbound, I do have a little bit of volume just into Woodbridge, and then wide open to the Beltway, 395 delays in Landmark, 66. That's been our struggle point inside the Beltway, where a large portion of a tree is still blocking the right lane of 2 before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon. A few storms may be severe. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms early, then mostly clear overnight. Low of 69 degrees. Here's your holiday weekend forecast. Saturday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a high near 85. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-80s. And then Monday, on the 4th of July, it's going to be a pretty good day with highs in the low 80s, except for this one little thing in the afternoon. Some rain that might develop. We're keeping an eye on it. Could develop in the afternoon. Right now, 73 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:57.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Days after ISIS terrorists kill and maim dozens at the Istanbul airport, weeks after the brutal killing of over 50 Americans in cold blood in Florida, months after the slaughter of innocent civilians by ISIS terrorists in California, our defense secretary has an announcement. Clearly, the administration has gotten the message that their ISIS strategy isn't working. They're ready to announce a new strategy to defeat the growing threat, a new coalition with the Turks in the lead, maybe, or even a new set of rules for engagement for our special forces troops. Nope. The administration wants the world to know that the United States Army will now have transgender soldiers in its ranks. They do list that you have to be stable in your gender identity for a few months, mind you, but come on in. The CIA director and the director of national intelligence have both said that ISIS is now posing a serious threat to an attack right here in America. With all this transgender business, clearly they haven't had time to deal with all of that. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-865-3959, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-865-3959 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-865-3959. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-865-3959. Call 800-865-3959 now.
Coming up on WMAO.
We're going to talk to David Bossie with Citizens United. They got some news from the State Department that they want to delay the release of some documents for more than 2 years.
Plus, we're going to give you a roundup of brand new laws in Virginia and Maryland that start today on July 1st. And Captain Jean-Luc Picard.